Olson's Sister, O.A., St. Helena, California, September 9, 1906. Dear Sister Olson, I have read your letter, and I would say, my sister, your worriment of mind is not necessary. Your husband has located you where you could feel secure. You are in a desirable place, near the sanitarium, where you can be looked after and cared for. You need to compose your mind and to know that you have angels of God to guard you. The Lord has love for you and care for you, and while your husband is not always with you, yet you have excellent companionship right on the premises where your house is built. Do not keep your mind in an unrestful attitude, for this is detrimental to your health. You must realize that no one is capable of composing your mind but your individual self. You are too ready to look on the discouraging side. This has been a weakness in your character. It hurts your experience and gives a sad complexion to your husband's experience. You brood too much. Whatever you can do to divert your mind from your individual self in any line of employment, do it. You are to appreciate the great gift to our world of Jesus Christ, and you may expect much peace and comfort and love exercised to keep your mind in perfect peace. Every believer is to be clothed in the righteousness of Christ, and that righteousness speaks better things than the blood of Abel. Christ's life is given, a full sacrifice and atonement, for you, Sister Olson, that you shall see and understand that divinity clothed with humanity came to our world, that all who believe in Christ shall not now and then be receiving help from Christ, but, as many as received him, to them gave he power to become sons and daughters of God. You are then especially made partaker of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. You must do a work for yourself in consideration of this wonderful gift of God to you. The grace of Christ is to be daily received and then acted out in words, in spirit, in deeds. Exercise, as is your privilege, that faith, and cherish that hope and comfort which Christ has provided in your behalf. He has honored your husband and sons with the grand privilege of becoming children of God, sons of God, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Jesus Christ, if they will walk in the light as Christ is in the light. Each is on test and trial to perfect a character after the divine similitude. All our future rests with our individual action in opening our heart to receive the Prince of Peace. Our minds can find quiet and rest in and through committing ourselves to Christ, in whom is efficiency of power. Having secured that peace, that comfort, that hope, which he offers to your soul, your heart will be rejoicing in God our Savior for the great and wondrous hope presented to you as an individual who recognizes the great gift. Then you will be so thankful that you will praise God for the great love and grace bestowed upon you. Behold your Helper, Jesus Christ. Welcome him and invite his gracious presence. Your mind may be renewed day by day, and it is your privilege to accept peace and rest and rise above your worriment and praise God for your blessings. Do not erect barriers of objectionable things to keep Jesus away from your soul. Change your voice, repine not. Let gratitude be expressed for the great love of Christ that has been and is still being shown toward you. You are not to suppose that if you only were in some other place, you could be a great blessing. The Lord has, in His great goodness, spared your life, and not extinguished it. Then live, while you do live, to His name's glory. Speak forth the praises of God, and crown your Savior with thanksgiving and praise. This is the most precious work you can do. Honor the Lord Jesus with a contented mind. Look onward and upward to the period when Christ Jesus shall come, to be admired of His saints, and glorified in all them that believe. Christ determines that he shall make the hearts of the complaining and sad ones to possess sanctified affections, and he has sent his Holy Spirit for all who will to receive his peace, his rest, his comfort, his joy, and to express in words of thanksgiving and praise the joy that the beholding of him as a sin-pardoning Savior gives to all who will exercise faith, casting unbelief out of the soul temple.
When the Lord sees that the time has come for your husband to return to America,
he will give the plain evidence. Wait patiently until the Lord points out the way. The Lord Jesus would renew your mind with freshness and remove all that causes you to be disconsolate. By beholding, you may be changed into His divine likeness. Gather up all the gospel promises and believe. Believe that He is, and is a rewarder of all who will come to Him, that they might have life. The great teacher is waiting to enrich His church with the operation of the Holy Spirit. He will renew every despondent soul who looks unto Jesus and exercises the mind with a practical appreciation of His assuring promises. Do you believe, my sister, that Jesus will refresh your mind and make you hopeful and thankful and full of praise to His name's glory? The soul of the church is the Holy Spirit, and this, received by the church, will be such a blessing that it will make them the light of the world. The Holy Spirit is needed in every church, in every home, in every heart, because it is the life of the world. Christ has been represented to me as taking your hand, Sister Olson, and saying to you, "Look, believe in me, and thou shalt have peace and life." I have arisen at 3 o'clock to write these lines by candlelight. It is a message given to me, a representation to present to you. God will bless you if you believe.